guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love.
This
is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. This is Young and in Love. And we're back. This is the Young and in Love podcast with Josh and Tay. We are recording again. And this week, we've got a couple life updates to do. And then we're just going to chat about a thought that I had while living this new life update. So, Tay, tell the people what you got going, what you just started this week.
What I just started. Okay, so I guess I've always been into health and fitness. It's a really big part of who I am, and it's really important to me. And that all started after I recovered from my eating disorders back in 2015. So ever since then, it played a huge part in my life. And a little over a year ago, I started a fitness account on Instagram, not really for any other reason other than just keeping myself accountable and seeing how I have progressed and how I've changed. But that sort of developed into nothing huge yet, but I took a little break from that after we got married. I was sort of slacking, and then I sort of just thought about leaving it behind, like never really posting back to it, but I still kept the account. But recently, like past week, I decided to be active on it again, and Josh and I were talking about me going ahead and getting my personal trainer's training license, but I'm still in school, so I didn't really want to have two studious programs going on at once, because I thought I would favor the personal training like courses versus my own school courses that I'm in. So I decided to go something that's still fitness related, but it's still pretty time consuming, but enjoyable. Anyways, I signed up as a Beachbody coach. So
what's a Beachbody coach?
A Beachbody coach is someone that can help you with your fitness goals and keep you held accountable, and they can also help you get access to a bunch of the programs and supplements that Beachbody has put out. So Beachbody is known for their P90X, for their 80-day obsession, for their 21-day fix, for their there's some other one that's really popular. Anyways, all those super intense workout programs that you've all heard of or have maybe sometime tried and died, that's Beachbody. So they're known for all these killer workout programs that you can do at home or in the gym, and for their supplements like Shakeology and their performance line of their protein and their basically BCAAs, but the Beachbody brand. They're all full of superfoods and all natural ingredients, and I haven't found a protein supplement that the ingredients compare to Beachbody's. All of the ingredients in Beachbody's Shakeology are all natural. They're all, I'll have to read off the ingredients for you guys eventually, but they're great. So if you're ever interested, hook me up. Hit me up and I will hook you up.
There you go.
Okay. That's me.
So, workout have we started this week?
So we are doing the 80-day obsession.
What's the 80-day obsession?
It's when you work out and you have a timed meal plan for 80 days. So for each day out of the 80 days, you do a workout from Beachbody, and it's different. It's never the same workout. That way your body can never get used to the workouts, and you'll always keep progressing, whether that's gaining muscle or losing fat, whatever. You're going to be more toned at the end of it anyways. But so you do that for 80 days, and then timed nutrition. So you eat, there's a whole schedule and things that comes with it, but you eat like certain food groups at certain times throughout the day to help jumpstart your recovery and your progress as well.
So if you're interested in following our fitness journey for the next 78 days, go ahead and give Taylor a follow on Instagram. That's TayRen_fit. That's her tag on Instagram. So that's TayRenN, two N's, _fit, F-I-T. You can follow her fitness journey, and also you can DM her if you're interested to learn a little bit more about the programs that she is facilitating now. So let's chat about it. What was our day one workout? Can you just give a brief overview as to what we did?
So day one was a full body workout, just to get everything started right off the bat. So it focused the most on the upper body. So we worked a lot of our shoulders and a lot of our back, as well as a lot of our core. Yeah, we did a ton of ab work yesterday. But we also had secondary muscle groups that were being used, like our quads and our glutes and our hamstrings a little bit too. So it really gave work to everything altogether.
Yeah, so I haven't seriously worked out in probably over a year. I like to play a lot of sports, like basketball is the one I've been playing regularly. And I run briefly every day, about a mile and a half. So not a lot of physical activity, not a lot of fitness level on my part recently. And I never really noticed. In fact, I hadn't really noticed that my cardiovascular health had decreased at all until over Christmas break. My sister-in-law, whose name is Kaylee, she is a collegiate runner for Indiana Tech. She runs both cross-country and track and field. She needed a running partner one day, so she asked me to go on a 4-mile run. And in my lifetime, I've run a half marathon with barely any training.
No training, hardly.
I ran 8 miles before the race, like 4 weeks before the race, to see how far I could go, because I was curious if I was even going to finish. So, I've run a half marathon, which is 13 miles, for those of you that don't know how long a marathon is. And really didn't think anything about running 4 miles until we were about 2 miles in. And I was struggling hardcore to keep pace with her. We were just running. We started at a 7 mile or a 7 minute pace, then dropped to an 8 minute pace. And then I was slowing more, so I told her to keep running. And I would catch up when she took the loop around. So that was a first wake-up call for me, and I was sort of confused because I thought I had been keeping at least an 8-minute pace when I was running every day for a mile and a half or so. So fast forward, come back from the break. Decide to download a app called Map My Run by Under Armour, where you can turn it on and they map you as you run, and then they tell you how many calories you burned and how fast you ran, what your pace was, all through your phone. So I used to have a Fitbit, smashed that while I was rock climbing, then got it soaking wet while we were whitewater rafting. So sort of tossed that one in the trash because I ruined it. And Under Armour has told me that the first day I came back and started running with it, that I was running an 9-minute pace, which is really slow for me. And since then I've picked up my pace to 8 minutes, which is good, but still not as fast as I once could run. And the first 6 miles that I ran of my half marathon was at a 7-minute pace. So, significantly slower. And I had another thought yesterday while we were on day one of our workout. And it was the fact that we were on day one of a simple core workout and I was struggling to keep up with the video that we watch. And I was struggling to keep up with the workouts. And I thought to myself, when did this happen? Like, how did this happen? Or like, why can I not keep up like I used to? But then I really started thinking about it. And when I first started playing basketball again, like, I could barely touch the rim, which, like, I used to be able to dunk. And I dunked last week, so it was sort of a quick turnaround. But still, I started thinking about all this regression that I had had in my physical activity. And this iconic phrase, as I've come to think about it, of when did this happen? Or, like, how did this happen all of a sudden? It's that phrase that we hear all the time. And I started to think more and more about it. Started thinking about even with other things in my life that I've seen slowly slip away and things that I've fixed before in my past. And it came back around to a common thought I've been having recently about diligence and where does one get diligence, where... or how can we grow our diligence or, like, improve our diligence? The Google definition of diligence is careful and persistent work or effort. So careful and persistent work or effort. Taylor, what does the word diligence mean to you?
It means no matter how hard it gets or no matter, like, how many trials and just, like, hardships you come upon, like, you just got to keep pushing your way through it no matter what. Just keep on going over and over and over. Keep on trying.
Yeah, I think that's the persistence part. What about when it's not hard? When the challenge or the task that's ahead of you isn't really that hard?
Then be humble enough to keep on going.
Be humble enough to keep on
going. Like, I don't know, like,
I guess the because what's tripping me up...
Try and see the value in it, I guess.
Yeah, what's tripping me up so much is, like, daily diligence. Mm-hmm. Having diligence in small things. Because for me, I watched a short film today on YouTube about these two normal guys who decide to run a 100-mile race. He says lesson number 6 that he learned from running a 100-mile marathon was that... it's called an ultra-marathon. A 100-mile race was that you don't stop moving. That when you stop moving, like, all motivation goes out the window. So I started thinking about diligence in that way. Because I know a hot topic in the creative community right now is this idea of hustle porn, where people are glorifying, like, an all-out hustle to be successful, which some people call it hustle porn. Other people just call it
the grind,
right? So it's different phrases. And these people, you could almost look at them as ultra diligence, right? That they are so dedicated to their cause and so persistent that in their work that they could be considered diligence. But I think this is where the first part of the definition comes to be very important, which is the careful aspect of diligence. Because I think you can take something and you can completely blow it out of proportion, right? When did I see myself slip? You know, why didn't I catch myself before that moment that I was sitting in my own body sweat thinking to myself, why didn't I catch this beforehand? But it's just, like, little tiny things that start to build up or start to slip by the wayside. So I started thinking about how I used to be super romantic in our relationship. Like, back when we first started dating. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, like, when did all that start to slip away? Why didn't I catch that? Until just recently when we've had our relationship discussions, and I've thought to myself, why do I need to be better at this? I was thinking to myself, I used to be so good at this. Like, why do I need to be better now? when did I let it, like, slip by the wayside, you know? So the thought that I wanted to chat about today was simply that. Mm-hmm. Like, how often do we want to be successful and we want to be productive, but we aren't because we simply let the small things slip by the wayside?
I don't know. I guess, like, for me, if, like, anything's holding me back, I know as long as I try to get started, as long as I do that, then I'm fine. Then it's like, well, obviously still hard, but as long as I get started, like, for me, getting started is the hardest part. And I think that's how it is for a lot of people. But after I start going at whatever it is, I normally can just keep on going, or I find the motivation to keep on going, even when it's hard, because I started. And, like, once you're going, like, why stop? Because, like you said, like, once you stop, I don't want to do it again.
Wait, what keeps you from starting in the first place?
Laziness. Something else that is easy to do is, like, tempting, like, nearby, like, maybe, like, I don't know, I get, like, a text message, or, like, I get a notification, then I, like, I do that, and I don't do whatever this thing is. I don't know what thing.
Some sort of small justification to put it off.
Yeah. Further. And so I keep procrastinating. Or maybe it's, like, something, like, big, like, something that, like, I want to do, or, like, something I have to do, but it's almost, like, not, like, scary, but, like, intimidating. So I have all these, like, fears or, like, doubts about the thing itself or about, like, myself. And so I just, like, want to stay in my own bubble, and I won't actually do it. Like the Beachbody thing. Before I signed up, I was going back and forth with you, like, oh, I don't know, should I do it? Should I not do it? I don't know, like, XYZ, I'm scared, blah, 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 blah. And now I'm, like, what, like, 3 days, 4 days in, and I already have, like, 2 customers.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, all you had to do was step, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you put yourself out there, people noticed. People always, the most common excuse or reason I always hear is, like, a fear of failure. Fortunately for me, that's not the case. I really don't mind failure. I went to art school. You pretty much fail your entire academic career, and then they hand you a diploma and say, thanks for enduring. So endurance, I'm there. Like, I played basketball last Wednesday, got 2 blisters on both my big toes, a blister on each of my big toes, that had blistered and popped while playing. I didn't notice. So then Thursday comes around, I have an actual game. Like, Wednesday night's pickup night, Thursday night is league night. So I go to the game, and all I did was throw some athletic tape to keep the skin down. And then after the game, I noticed that the athletic tape had actually ripped the skin off and had, like, bled through. But only after I took my sock off and saw that the tape was red. So, like, endurance for me, whether it be pain or just time, bad, like, mojo, bad mood, or, like, frustrating situation, I'm fine. Like, my persistence is there, and my endurance is there. But this careful part, that's the word that, like, keeps getting me. The careful and persistent, like, work and effort. I think it's the lack of carefulness that lets things slip by the wayside. Because you could be persistent in things that don't matter. Like, I could be really good at keeping up on a television show. Not me personally, but, like, anyone. You could be really good at keeping up with a television show. Is that really diligence? I don't think so. Like, there's no virtue, right? There's no effort to keeping up on a TV show. So this, like, carefulness is what I think is most important. Because even the people who I think hustle the most, and that would be, like, Sean McBride, also known as Sean Duras. He owns his own esports company, as well as creative management company, is what I'll call Space Station Integrations. They help small creators, or just creators in general, find sponsorships and deals with big brands. so that they can make money doing what they love. He works hard. He is diligent. He's got at least like 3 or 4 gigs all going at the same time, because he's got Space Station Gaming, he's got Space Station Integrations, then he has Sean Duras in general, so like his Instagram and his YouTube channel. And then I'm sure he's got a new side gig somewhere. Right. Oh, he runs VidCon. I know that. Or Vid Summit. Some convention about videos, online marketing. But then he always takes time to spend with his family. Always. Whether it be in the morning before he goes to work, or he leaves the office, spend time with his family until his kids go to bed. And, like, he's spent enough time with his wife, and then he goes back to the office. Whatever he has to do to be careful about his diligence, he does. So I think that's the key, is that we don't fill our time up with things that we don't prioritize, and that we're careful about what we spend our time on. And that's when diligence may come in.
Can be hard. It can't be easy. Like, I mean, I know it's not easy, especially when, like, you feel like you've been doing, like, when you've been doing all of your priorities, like, all day, which is, like, great, because, like, you, those are things that you want to do and things that you feel like you need to do that are important, like, to your life. But, I mean, all of us want to take a break at some point, right? Like, I know I do. So, I mean, if you have, like, a set list of things you want to get done during the day or that you need to get done during the day, you have to just, like, be diligent enough to make sure that at the end of the day you still have time to, like, spend time with your family or...
But the main topic I wanted to get around to was diligence with you. And, like, coming back to why I have to be better. That question sort of took me by surprise when I was doing my introspective thoughts for the week, was why do I have to be better at showing my romantic side for you? Obviously with Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th, romance is in the air. And I was thinking to myself, why do I have to think about this? Why do I have to be better at being romantic when I used to be good at it? If I'm good at something, I should be able to keep it up and, like, keep being good at it. And then it spurred all these thoughts. So tying everything that we've talked about already back together, I think love is a fragile thing. Like, it is powerful. It is enduring. Like, love can get you through many things. It can get you through all things. But it can also shatter in, like, a moment's notice.
Right.
It's an odd emotion, I think. It's a very powerful one, and it's very centric to, I think, everyone's life. I don't think, unless there's something, like, mentally wrong with someone where their brain no longer functions correctly, mm-hmm. I think everybody longs for some type of love, whether that be a romantic love where you get to share a life together, you get to be one another's everything, or it's simply a feeling of belonging. I think that's a sense of love, where you have a connection with those around you, mm-hmm. and you love where you are and what you stand for. I think everybody longs for that. And everybody can be a little bit better and a little bit more diligent. And I was thinking, you know, that's where that carefulness comes in again. I'm just going to keep it with me because they were my thoughts, right? If I were to be more careful about the way I loved you and to pay more attention to the way I treat you and I care for you, I think that that diligence would return. Because I'm persistent enough. You know, I'm not the best about always thinking about you or thinking about how things affect you. But every day I try something to show you that I love you. But it's not careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even right before now, right? With the laundry thing.
That's why I was laughing.
Yeah. Like there was a basket full of laundry on top of the countertop that sits above our washer and dryer. And the washer was empty. So I looked at the basket and I thought, oh, I'll just put the next load in. Thinking I was relieving us of a duty. And those were already clean. Taylor had already done them this morning. And dried them. So I just re-cleaned our whites. And we got a little frustrated about it. So even though I was trying to be diligent.
Right. Which and I'm like, not mad.
And yeah. And be persistent with the way that I help you. I wasn't careful. I didn't communicate. I didn't ask. I didn't even think twice about the fact that they might already be clean. I didn't even sniff them. You know, the classic is this dirty move. Yeah, do you have any other thoughts about that?
I guess what's holding you back? So you have all these thoughts, yeah. So now what? What are you going to do about it, Josh?
So I started thinking about that just now, as I was like talking and you were talking. And what came to mind is that same... It wasn't that same class. It was back in my first internship with an architecture firm called BHDP. There was a great human resource worker there that her sole responsibility in the entire company of like 200 was to make sure that everybody was developing personally. Pretty cool job, I thought. So it was her job every year to meet with people on a quarterly basis to see that they were progressing. And that they had personal plans and that they had goals and that they were primarily progressing professionally, right? That they were becoming better employees and had goals to be certified or keep moving forward in the corporation. I was just an intern. I didn't know if I was entitled to one of those interviews, but they sent out an email to everyone about these quarterly interviews, and I thought, wow, that'd be kind of cool, like go in and just talk about my life and like what I should be looking forward to. And at the time I had taken a class called Lessons in Leadership where we had to make a life plan or like life goals, I think it was called a life plan, like a personal development plan. So three overarching goals that you would strive for your entire life. And then you would break those down into action steps that could be readjusted every 3 to 5 years. So as you completed the action steps working towards these overarching goals, you could readjust, but your overall plan stayed the same. So I decided to bring that in and show it to her. And then we worked on it together for like 2 or 3 weeks. I would sort of refine it and think more and take it back to her. She'd ask really insightful questions. So I'd take it back home and sort of rethink it over, and I had all these very clear action steps to attain these overarching goals, and it was supposed to take me 4 years, and I completed them all in like less than 2. So, long story long, because I just told it, summarizing such a long story, I honestly think I just have to write it down. I have to sit down and plan out how I'm going to be careful, really take into account, almost write like a care document, like those shipping labels that get stuck on the outsides of boxes telling you exactly how to position the box and don't put anything on top of it. They say fragile really big, right? It's like I need to treat like our relationship and this love with the type of careful persistence or diligence that a fragile piece of pottery or piece of equipment needs to be cared for, so that as I do these small and simple things, I can remember like what I wrote down and revisit these things as often as I need to, probably every morning. I remember that being one of the principles, is that you read this plan every morning so that every day you're focused on your goals and on your plan. And when I make those, that careful persistence and that careful dedication to these goals, I think it's going to improve dramatically.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm all in support. Can't make a relationship bad, so.
Yeah.
No, I actually think it would make a lot of improvement. I don't know. I think, like, a lot, I don't know, like, I'm not saying we're not, like, a good match. It's not what I'm about to say, but I think I'm the type of person where, I don't want to say I get complacent, but it doesn't take a lot to, like, please me or a lot to make me happy. So if, like, Josh doesn't do something, like, or if he's not as affectionate, like, one day, or if he's not, I don't know. And I think I've adapted a lot. Like, I don't think I've always been like that. I think I used to be a lot more high maintenance than I am now, but I'm just a really low maintenance person in our relationship now. So I feel like I don't ask for much. I don't push for much. And I don't think that has helped everything. No?
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I know, I'm agreeing.
Oh.
No, it has not helped very much. But I am a proud believer of the fact that you should not blame any of your faults on others. That it is my responsibility to be better. Now, however, like, yes, your help and assistance is always going to be welcome, right? And it will always make it easier. But that doesn't take the responsibility away from me to be the best that I can be.
Right.
And I think that's where I've lacked. And I also think that's where it becomes the hardest to change. When you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're not doing good enough. And it's not even like a self-deprecating thing. It's a humble honesty where you have to humiliate. I'm pretty sure that's the academic version of that word, not the one where we use it to say make fun of someone, humiliate someone, but to humble oneself and to say, I've been better and I know I can do better. So if you find yourself in a similar situation, if you find that that this message really resonates with you, I encourage you to take a step back, to look at how you're doing and how you've done in the past, and to really evaluate for yourself what you can do better. I know I'm going to take the next week or so to really do this in my own life. I'm going to put other things aside. I've been sort of piling up things to do that aren't necessarily high priorities in my life. And I think I need to reevaluate those priorities and reestablish my life development plan so that I can get realigned, reconfigured, recalibrated, so that I can be back on the best path for me. I encourage you guys to do that and to take this journey with me. I think we can all benefit from each other's experiences and that we can all learn and live better together. That we definitely regress when we're alone, no matter how introspective you can be. If you've made it this far in the episode, we appreciate your support and your presence. These episodes mean a lot to us and really help us sort our thoughts out and get everything out on the table. But what we really want to share with you is an announcement for the special episode that will be happening next. So we've dropped a couple of hints about Polaroid camera. There was something else about adventures and unique and creative ways to go on dates, I think, as we mentioned before. And this next clue as to what will happen next time is simply, it's our first official partnership of the podcast. Woohoo! So we've had two sponsors, which is also great. Shout out to Anchor for being our numero uno, our OG sponsor, always sticking by us. They're also how we produce this podcast. And then the our second sponsor was Pocket Casts. And now our official partnership, which we've linked up to do a little give and take type deal, is with the Adventure Challenge. So that is the Adventure_Challenge on Instagram. So if you want to see what we're talking about and what we'll be doing next week, I encourage you to go on Instagram and look at their profile. It is the Adventure_Challenge. So TheAdventureChallenge. The Adventure Challenge. Go give them a follow because, I mean, it's always good to support those who support us. So go give them a follow. Take a look at all their photos. There's some really catchy ones, and see what they have to offer. And we will talk about them a little bit more next week. Can you give us a sign off, Tay?
Thanks for tuning in. We love all the support that you guys give us. And thanks for tagging along and following our relationship and everything going on in our lives. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.